Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, and also to understand the prophecies of God that are unfolding before our very eyes. Today, we live in a desperate time. There's a fight between lawfulness and lawlessness, truth and lies, right and wrong, good and evil, righteousness versus wickedness and violence. And how did this come to be? Well, we've had nearly 70 years of things being reoriented and changed in religion, in education, in government, in business, in entertainment, movies, television, games, high tech, and even our daily living. Is it working very well? What is wrong? And America had better wake up before it's too late. Now, down through history, people have rejected God, and they don't understand that God watches over all the nations and all individuals. Now, when they do good, God will bless them. When they do evil, the curses will automatically come, and the curses are into violence and things that we see today. Now, when they come, people say, why do these things come? I'm a good person. I don't know why these things are coming. Well, let's see. What does God say when people say, God, why are you doing this? So let's look at the very word of God, Jeremiah 16 and verse 10. And it shall come to pass when you declare to this people all these words that I shall say to you. Now, the whole book of Jeremiah tells how a nation falls, declines, and becomes consumed in evil and eventually taken off into captivity. And if anyone says, oh, that won't happen to us because we're America, that's precisely what they said in Jerusalem in the days of Jeremiah. Oh, we're God's people, and as long as we're here with the temple, everything is just fine. But they continued in the way contrary to God. So let's see what God says. Why has God pronounced all this evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then you shall say to them. Now I'm going to say to you, to everyone who watches this video cast at Church at Home, and a message for all Americans. You think you have the solutions, but you miss the only one that will change things. So let's read what the problem is, because very few people understand what the problem is. Some say it's racism. Some say it's poverty. Some say it's too many rich people. Some say it's too many policemen. But what does God say? Because after all, the majority of people admit that America is, as a nation, is a blessing from God, right? So let's read. When the majority of people leave God, what happens? Then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me. They look at the last 50 years. And by the way, you go watch the Church at Home that we have America's greatest sin. We'll touch on a little bit of that. If you don't know what that is, you don't understand a thing about God. And here's what the Lord says, and have walked after other gods. Oh, I've walked after other gods. Really? A lot have. And we have more atheists than ever before, more of other religions than ever before. But think about this. Even what is called establishment Christianity has left God. And we'll see how they did it. You've served them and worshiped them. All right? What is your life dedicated to? You think you're a good person? Really? We'll see that God looks at this nation as drenched in blood of the innocent abortions and crimes because they have left God. Oh, well, I still know Jesus, and I go to church on Sunday. That is one of the major problems, as we will see. And have worshipped them other gods. What is your God? What really is your God? What is the most important thing in your life is your God. And if you say you're a Christian, and you know that God loves you, let me ask you another question. Do you love God? I mean, really, in your heart, in your mind, in your actions, in your life, and what you do? How are we to love God? Everyone wants the love of God. Oh, there are no conditions to the love of God. Great big lie. You have to love God in return. Now, let me just ask you a question. In a marriage, can you have it that just one of the mates, either the husband or the wife, loves the other one, but they don't both love each other mutually as well? Does that work? No, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't work with God either. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God. Now, you take that, you put your name there. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Is that what you do? Huh? Really? One other scripture in 1 John 5, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Do you do that? Because everyone has thrown away the law of God. If you throw away one major part of it, you have thrown it all away. So I want you to think on this. Have forsaken me and have not kept my law, and you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk each one after the stubbornness of his own evil heart without hearkening to me. Now, hearkening means listening to the word of God and obeying. All right? Now, what happens when people in a society reject God like this and walk away from him and think that they can do everything on their own? You know the old saying, well, if all good people get together, everything will be fine. But they have left out God the way that God says you come to him. or they use the name of Jesus, or they go to church on Sunday, which, by the way, is the wrong day, and they all know it, which then means the lawlessness in America has originated from the pulpits of the churches by saying the law has been done away. Every minister, every bishop, every priest, everyone who professes the name of Jesus Christ who says that the law had been done away is a liar. And that's one of the major reasons we'll see it. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you ever went to a Sunday-keeping church? And the minister said, you know, I've been studying the Bible and I see that the seventh day is the Sabbath of God. So we're all going to start meeting on Saturday now, starting next week. Huh? I heard of only two churches recently. How about you? Well, you don't attend any day. All right? Let's look and see. And I want you to look into the innermost, deepest introspection of your life and your thoughts and what you think and what you do and what motivates you. And I want you to not be lying to yourself, but be honest. Because if not, and if there's not a great change by a great number of people, this nation is going to be conquered and enslaved because they have left God. Jeremiah 17 and verse 1. Here's how bad it got in the days of Jeremiah. The sin of Judah, we can put America there, is engraven with the pen of an iron. Now think about that. With the point of a diamond it is carved upon the tablet of their heart and upon the horns of their altars. Because you see, whatever your God is or whatever your thoughts are for your life, what you do, that is your God if you do not worship and serve the true God according to His word. Oh, well, I'm a good person. Really? Let's come over here to verse 9. Here's what God says about the human heart. I want you to think about it. Now I want you to think about your heart. Who do you hate? Who would you like to see killed? What would you like to take that other people have? Whatever. Or you say to yourself, I'm a free moral agent. I will choose. I'm a good person. Unless you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being, you are a sinner and self-serving. And you don't realize the depth of the deception that is in your own heart. That's why the Bible has said in Hebrews 4 that the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. And no other book can do this. Because what does it do? It cuts to the heart of the matter to show what is right and wrong and good and evil. But people don't want to do what God says to do. People don't want to love God. People don't want to do that because they're more important than God. And when that takes place, guess what's going to happen? God is going to take it all away. So think about your own heart when I read this. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things. How many lies do you have in your heart and in your mind that you tell your children? You have children and you keep Christmas and Easter and New Year's and Halloween. You are lying to them, and you are deceitful. And Satan comes under the guise of, well, Let's have fun for the kiddies. Yes, let's indoctrinate them in Satan's way early. That way, Satan has them right on, and then they go to school, and then you have corrupt teaching, and then you have all of the activities for children. You know who the greatest purveyor of evil to children really are? Walt Disney, Disney World, all of those theme parks for children, because they're all based on satanic, evil witchcraft. Oh, well, it's just fun. Yes, sin can be fun until the penalty arrives. Ask any who thought they could have sex with anyone, anywhere, anytime, anything, until they got syphilis and gonorrhea, and their bodies started rotting away. Wasn't that fun? Didn't they deceive themselves into thinking how good they are? But what about you and your life and your activities? Until you come to admit this, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now then, you might just say this is the preacher preaching, which is true. But what am I reading? Huh? I'm reading the Word of God, which is truth. So you think about that once more, because this amounts to more than a man speaking some words. This is you and God. Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. You want God to search your heart? He does. Individual basis. I try the reins, I give to each man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. That's how God responds. Well, Jesus came to do away with the law. Really? Let's take you up on that proposition. Let's read the very words of Jesus. Do you believe Jesus? Not believe in Jesus, not believe there is a Jesus, that he did exist, but believe him and his words. Let's see what he says about human nature. Mark 7 and verse 21. For from within, down here in your heart and in your mind, out of the hearts of men. Now that's general terminology, men and women and children, because we teach our children evil at a very early age today, don't we? Go forth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, licentiousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil go forth from within and defile the man and defiles the community and defiles the nation. Look at the lies perpetrated on television every single minute of every day, and gullible people just drink it in.
CBS is running fake news. This from a report on a New York hospital that ran on one of their programs. Here's a portion of that report.
New York's governor says FEMA gave the state 400 ventilators. To that, he said this.
What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
So one of those is a hospital in Italy. The other one is the CBS report showing a hospital in New York. So it's clearly fake news that CBS is trying to sensationalize the coronavirus outbreak.
To make things look a little more desperate, they got hospital workers to pose as patients to make coronavirus testing lines look longer. Roll the tape.
You're telling me you're 100% certain that CBS News, CBS News Corporation, National, staged a fake event. They faked the news. They faked the reality and broadcasted that to all of their audience last Friday on CBS This Morning.
100%, absolutely. And,
apparently, the news crew wanted more people in the line because they knew it was scheduled.
Well, we knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, do fake patients.
Gotcha. Did she tell you guys, like, hey, you're not actually getting tested?
Yeah. Just to make it look busy for the news because they were right there from Tasha.
Crazy.
And they wonder what to do. Well, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to turn to God. Let's come to Isaiah 5 and let's see what's happening. We're in desperate time, just like Jesus said. Many will be led unto sin, and lawlessness shall be multiplied. Multiplied. Not just a little law-breaking here and a little law-breaking there, but law-breaking on mammoth scale. That's what we have politically and religiously and economically and in our societies and in our lives. Too many people live a lie. Do you? How do you think that's going to succeed? How do you think that's going to work out? Because we're going to see, and I'll tell you by the word of God, Jesus said, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Now let's read the cause here. Verse 18, woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin with cart rope. Oh, look at all these things that we have, all of these wonderful things. They're all evil. Let him hurry and hasten his work so that we may see it, and let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw nearer and come so that we may know. You know what the purpose of God is when evil reaches the point that it's reaching in America? The sentence of utter destruction is not far behind. What are those who call evil good and good evil? Isn't that true? Look at all of the evils. Look at all the perversions. Look at all the lies. Look at all the make-believe. Look at all the corruption. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness, and darkness comes from Satan the devil, whose darkness brings a benefit that leads to your destruction. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Woe to them who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Oh, I have a doctor's degree. I'm smart. I'm above everybody else. I don't believe in God. Nonsense. Be thankful God doesn't drop you dead right where you're standing or sitting in your vanity and self-exaltation. And you, if that attitude is yours, have made yourself your God. Now think on that. Verse 22. What are those who are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe? Now, you think about that. Now, here we have all these riots going on in America today, and all in certain cities of a political nature, and that's interesting indeed of itself. But they have changed the laws that looting and stealing and breaking windows and burning buildings is no longer a crime. And now they want to get rid of law enforcement. Now you think on that. And that all starts in the pulpit that says the law had been done away. And take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, here's what's going to happen. Now, you think about this with all these fires. You think about this with other things that are going to happen. You think about this in relationship to the fires we're going to have this summer, because it gets hot and it gets dry and the forests burn. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the frame burns up the chaff, their roots shall be like rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up like dust, because, remember this, for every action, there's a reaction. So listen to this reaction. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the anger of the Lord is kindled against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and has stricken them. The hills tremble, their dead bodies were as filth in the midst of the streets. And in all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. God's hand of correction is upon America. And you as a person, need to return to God. Don't look over there and say, that person there. That person there has to take care of himself. It's you. You need to repent. You need to turn to God. You need to change your life. You need to love God. You need to get your life in order. And that may save a lot of people because you do it. Because God says, when there is one man who seeks justice and truth, he will pardon an awful lot of iniquity, Jeremiah 5:1. The problem is, we've been saturated with so much false religion that people will not take the word of God seriously. But what about you? See, because every word of God is true. Every word of God will come to pass. Now is the time for you to come to God on your knees in prayer, in crying, in repentance, and stopping transgressing the law, because that's what sin and iniquity is. And you take the Sabbath challenge that I've mentioned many times, because Jesus Christ himself said that he is Lord of the Sabbath day, not Sunday. Do you understand that? And you take the Sabbath challenge because God figures time from sunset to sunset, so you take sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, and you stay in your home, and you study the Word of God, watch our Church at Home presentation, go to our other website, truthofgod.org, and you write for our booklet, Lord, What Should I Do? Because I'll tell you one thing, very important. Time is going to come that unless you act now, it's going to come upon you, and you are not going to know what has hit you, and this nation is going to go down in such an ignominious way that it will be awesome to behold. And the fierceness and the evil of the enemies of America will be unleashed internally. So America, wake up and turn to God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.